All right, here, Rockport Blue Jays, big victory here in Class 1 Missouri football. Ryder Heron, Brock Holmes, Tayden Cook here with me. Often coaches say it starts in the trenches, Ryder. Tonight you guys just established it early on. So what was the message beforehand, and how did you guys execute there starting off the game?
Yeah, that's been the message all year, is dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And I think every week we try and execute that. I think we usually do a pretty good job. So whenever the trenches are getting worked by us, then the rest follows.
The rest follows. That's going to be Brock Holmes following there. Those holes were opened up by you, Brock. You busted it up for your first carry. Got a touchdown. End the night with 8 touchdowns overall. Talk about your big performance.
Yeah, our line blocked really well. We worked really hard.
Yeah, we did.
Had to give it to our line. That's where it comes from all day.
Just go ahead and describe some of those early ones that busted open. When it was just you off to the races, what was it going through your mind?
Just get to the end zone as fast as I can.
When they score, you guys got to keep them out of the end zone, Tayden. And that's where you guys stepped in, middle, like linebacker position. You were all over the place tonight. What was the defensive approach there for you guys?
I'd like to give a big shout out to our coaches. This game plan was spot on. We had best keys they could have given us, and we just executed. It was a nice night.
Tayden, that's the second time you guys defeat a rival there in East Atchison. What's it like to be able to say you defeated them twice in one year and move on?
This is the second year in a row we've got to end their season. There's not a better feeling than that. All the crap they talk all week, it feels good to silence them.
Brock, you had a big interception later on in the game. So talk about your defensive effort there as you got that big turnover.
Oh, yeah. Our D-back coaches, we haven't been doing our best. So we've been working really hard so far in practice, and just practice on getting better.
Ryder, we'll go more trenches talk, but we'll flip it over to the side of the ball. Defensively, you guys were just all over the place. Talk about you guys flying in there and making big tackles for loss all night.
Yeah, well, first of all, offensively, Brock doesn't give himself enough credit. Half the time we miss a block, and then he does a spin move, and I look behind me, and he's running down the field. So I give most of the credit to Brock. But defensively, I think we got the best D-line coaches. My uncle, he does the D-ends. I think he does great. I love working with him. He teaches us, we work on fundamentals a lot, and basic techniques, and first step, and then first punch, all that kind of stuff. And I think working the fundamentals really helps.
And Ryder, as being a senior, you guys are moving on. What's that mean to say you do that on your home field?
Yeah, it feels great. I love the atmosphere. I love everything about the stadium. So the longer I can keep playing on it before it has to be over, the better.
Rockport, big win there, beating East Ashton 74-12. Congratulations, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Head coach Dalton Jones of the Rockport Blue Jays defending home field, getting a rivalry win for the second time in big fashion, 74-12. From the get-go, yes, kind of dominated early. Brock Holmes scoring on a big first play. He touched the ball tonight and ended up having a huge night. So just talk about that quick start as you guys busted it open early.
Yeah, we just kind of came out and established our physicality right from the gate, especially up front, our offensive line. They really love to establish, that right off the gate. And Brock just finds the right holes and, gets it done. So that was just a huge night for us, We just kind of went on the back of them and rode it out. So it was just a good night. Brock runs really hard and protects the football. So super proud of everybody. We just, this is a great win, but on to the next thing.
Yeah, on to the next thing. Kind of talk about this just being a stepping stone. You kind of just, keep it simple as you've gone through the whole year. And you mentioned the offensive line a little bit, but just even shine a light on them even farther. They are big size and they are skilled and strong up there.
Yeah, no, Ryder Heron, Gabe Gephardt, Dayton Hayes, Quentin Jackson, then you go on the defensive side, you had Desmond Chaney, Jaden Guybe on the defensive line. Our line really has carried us throughout the year. They are super physical. They want to do the right thing. They want to step right. They want to get their fundamentals down. That's just been a huge part of us, and that's what, this time of year, you really got to ride on those things. And we've gotten a ton better. Every practice we're trying to get better at something, and they've done a really good job of that. So that's a huge part of our success throughout the year, just keeping things simple and just riding off of them.
You see 74 points on the board, and you don't want to keep it simple, but it is pretty simple. It's offensive line play and Brock Holmes doing the rest. So let's flip it over to the defense. You guys are another tremendous output there. Tayden Cook flying all over the place. Interceptions were being made as well. So defensively, talk about the Blue Jays' effort.
We just rallied to the football. Tayden Cook flies around, makes a ton of tackles for us. Our D-line really tries to control that line of scrimmage. That's a big part of who we are. And, we got we got some pretty good athletes in the backfield just to make up for anything that we maybe, you know, give up front. I don't know. They're just a really good group to have. I mean, Jack Meyercorth can cover just about anybody, and you got Logan Ellis and Brock Holmes back there kind of roaming around, and I got Camden McEnany also just flying around making some tackles. Our defensive coordinator does a really, really good job of getting us in the right spots, and he works really, really hard, and I'm super blessed to have a guy like him around. So it's just a great, these are a good group of kids to have, and I'm super thankful to have them.
Now you guys move on, looking forward. What just makes you guys such a poised team to be such a hard out here when it comes to the playoffs?
I think honestly it is, these guys are so close. I mean, they love to compete. They compete with literally everything. They might be in PE class and I'll go in there and watch and they're competing against each other. So, but they're really good friends. They really like being around each other. They love coming to practice. You don't get guys like this very often, so this is something I'm very, very blessed to have, and I'm super thankful to have them. We're just happy we get at least one more week.
And then what's going to be our preparation, preparation for next week, and then just expectations as we're moving on in the playoffs?
It's just we got to turn the page. I mean, this is great. Glad we got the win. Glad we got to survive. But we got to go on to the next thing, you know. So for us, it's just short lived. Get back to work. Get in there, watch some film, figure out what we're going to do, and they're going to be ready to go. They're going to be excited to play us again. So it's going to be a tough physical game. We know that. We're just going to have to take it one day at a time. Try to get a little bit better each day.
Head coach Dalton Jones, Rockport, looking good tonight, 74-12 over East Ashes. And, hey, thanks, coach, for getting this in. Good luck the rest of the way.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.